This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. Access all areas.
And Lizzie Cundy is here.
I am here.
Stephen Legg is here.
He is here.
But apparently we're not. Neither of us are here next week. Well, just discovered.
It's my birthday, and I've been told I'm being whisked off somewhere.
Oh, by who?
Well, I don't really know.
I think you do know. You just don't want to say anything. That's what's going on, isn't
but
it, Lizzie?
I will see what I could do because we may have a new co-host for tomorrow. Next week.
I was going to say tomorrow.
2nd of May it is. 2nd of May. I'm 37.
Again. You stopped lying about your age, Lizzie.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not remember?
Because it was the bus I got for school. I always kept that number.
47, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, 37.
Well, yeah, anyway. I'll be in the Philippines. So, bye-bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Yeah.
May I ask who you're going with?
Just some friends. travelling around, going on a boat. There's just been two earthquakes there, so I'm not exactly thrilled.
No, you'll be fine. There won't be a third. Third time lucky.
You'll be unlucky, whatever. We'll see.
But what a busy week of showbiz. Lots going on.
Lots going on. Have you been reading about Meghan and Harry?
Well, yeah. I mean, what is going on there?
Well, they're going to Africa, apparently.
I know. This was last week. I couldn't believe it, but I just don't think she's happy here.
Why is that?
Well, because...
You're her friend, aren't you, Lizzie?
Of course. Well, though she did delete me off Twitter. No, she deleted herself, to be fair.
Yeah.
She was texting me, but it went quiet, as she did with Piers Morgan. Yes. So I'm not on my own.
Right.
I feel...
Royally
she's,
dumped.
She feels she's having a bad time with the press. She feels
she's probably being
bullied. I don't think so. She's had great press. I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
Don't agree with George Clooney. Sorry if you're listening, George. And she thinks she's being treated unfairly, you know, and I don't think she's happy with the way it's going.
Right.
She feels she's being trolled. There's a big thing about being trolled and things today, which isn't good for anyone. But, you know, a lot of her staff have left.
That's true.
She stopped the parking at Windsor. There are many
for her staff.
And I'm just sorry, Meghan, if you're listening, this isn't Hollywood showbiz land. You are in the royal family. You have to play by their rules. Well, that is the way it is when you marry a royal member.
But apparently not.
Well, not...
They want to move to Africa.
Yeah.
But then there seems to be some conflicting stories. I don't know if you've said... Some have said they want to go away for 3 to 4 years. Others have said they're going to go away for a couple of months at a time. It's not, you know...
Well, I've heard it's going to be for a few years. I have heard, and this is from a very good royal source, she really doesn't get on with Kate. And she's feeling the tension. And Harry's very, very loyal, obviously, to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's causing slight friction with his brother,
which
is sad because they were very close. And apparently there's some of the main reasons that they're going. And I've heard it from a very good royal source.
The Queen herself.
It is even closer
she's
than
texting.
The Queen. The
right,
corgi.
Okay.
But no, Meghan wants to go. And, you know, I think Harry is like, wants her happiness is, you know, priority. So there we go.
There you go. Well, I guess we'll wait and see on that one. Because first of all, she's got to have that damn baby that it feels like she's been pregnant for the last 2 years.
Meghan, if you're listening, have a very spicy curry. It worked for me. I had prawn biriani. It whizzed out. Honestly,
biryani.
It was so hot with a bit of extra chili, and I didn't know my ex had put a bit of chili because I tasted his on, and it really blew my socks off and everything else. So that's the way.
Wow.
Came out in an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
First
that's
or second?
Way to do it first.
Really?
Yeah.
That is very lucky.
Oh no, it was painful.
Well, an hour and a half. My sister was in labour for 3 days.
I mean, pain relief, anything. It was
wow.
It was on its way. Prawn biryani. Actually, a very nice restaurant.
Meghan, if you're listening.
There's one in Chelsea that I went to. Sure she'd like it.
Okay.
It's just off Chelsea Harbour. And it's very good.
Wow.
So go and have one of those.
Well, Meghan.
Mum's here. Mum's here, Dorian.
That's true. Yeah, she's flown in, hasn't she, from LA? And you know, I like the way that they worked it out because the dogs have now got a dog walker and she hasn't been seen walking her dogs in LA, which I think is quite smart.
It's quite cool.
Yeah.
Where's the father? Is the dad coming
I don't
by?
Think he's going to be swinging by.
That's going to be the next instalment, I'm sure.
He'll be on Good Morning Britain.
He'll be on Good Morning Britain.
Sure.
I'm on there tomorrow, so watch me.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Gwyneth, actually. Gwyneth,
friends with the ex.
Oh, very friendly with the ex, all over her.
Mm-hmm. So she was pictured with Dakota.
Dakota.
Fanning? No, that's not it, is it?
Dakota.
Who's going out with Chris Martin now?
Who's going out with Chris Martin?
What do you make of that?
I think it's totally fake and phony. I think Gwyneth is quite manipulative and she's keeping her close.
Oh.
To manipulate the situation.
I'm
That's
intrigued.
What I feel. Because in all honesty, from someone who
Dakota
has the
Johnson.
T-shirt...
Dakota Johnson, I've just been told. Not Fanny.
Sorry. But someone who's got the T-shirt being there, very difficult to still be sort of that friendly with an ex and with their ex, you know, the new partner.
So you wouldn't be hugging and kissing and chatting away with your husband's new partner?
What do you think?
Well, I've got to ask.
In the woods? No.
Right, fine. Well, you know, but some people can move on. You know, I'm good friends with my exes. I've only have one bad ex, and that's the last one because you tried to sleep with my housemate.
Can't tell
bad.
You. Things end for a reason. Usually when they end,
no.
It's not that nice how it ends. Especially if you're married for a long time and got kids and it suddenly ends.
Okay,
it's
that's
usually
different.
Cheating, lying, deceit, or money, whatever. But there's usually quite a bad reason usually
yeah
and then you can't just suddenly go oh you know what doesn't doesn't matter. Let's go go for a drink.
But
down
some
the
people
pub.
Can forgive and forget.
I can forgive, but I will not forget.
Right. Okay.
And I just don't. I think it's false. I don't think you cut your emotions off like that.
But you, I mean, for one, no, you can because I've done it. And then eventually,
maybe you weren't truly in love.
See, that's definitely a possibility. But then with one of my exes, I actually made his wedding cake when he got married.
Please.
I did.
We're not in, like, it's like a fairy tale book. It doesn't happen in
well,
real life.
Well, it did for me. It did
well,
for me.
Well, good for you. It doesn't for 99% of the rest of us.
Okay, fair enough.
But let me tell you, I'm not believing it. I think it's fake and phony. I'm in the showbiz world, but I'm real. Thank you, apart from these beauties.
I was going to say, you're 95% real and
anyway,
5% something else.
There's my little rant for the morning. Afternoon,
evening, practically.
Evening, okay, evening.
Jesus. We have some lovely guests lined up. We're just having a brief chat with them outside,
yeah,
weren't we?
I know. I've got my favourite doctor in the house.
Dr. Range.
I love Dr. Range.
This morning legend. Strictly legend.
Incredible.
And he now has a new book coming out.
I know.
Save Money, Lose Weight, which, to be honest, I could do with. Although fabulous. I have lost a little bit of weight, but, you know, could always do with a little bit of extra help. And then we also had the very fabulously dressed Kaylon Ray from The Voice, who was looking fab outside, wasn't he?
Oh, my God. Amazing. I've got envy. Out for envy.
Which is surprising for you. Actually, you're kind of pared down today, to be
I'm
honest,
covered,
Lizzie.
Yeah, I'm changing later for this little do. I've got outfit in the back.
Okay, good to know.
I've been at meetings. I had to look a bit sensible.
Little blazer on top, gorge.
Yeah.
Okay, should we play a little song and then we'll get our first guest, Dr. Ranjan?
Yeah, can it be a track I like this time?
I think you'll like this one. This is Juice by Lizzo. It's new, but you'll like it.
Okay.
Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, naked better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you like.
It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. It ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. I'm the pudding in the proof. Gotta blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, nigga, better over time.
Now you know.
Heard you say I'm not the baddest bitch you like.
gorgeous Alex Fox.
I read somewhere that going down on your bloke with a mouthful of champagne was sophisticated and stimulating. But have you ever had a mouthful of really fizzy drink?
Oh my God, no.
It almost burned. Dude looked like I'd gone down on him with a blowtorch between my teeth. He was not loving
it. Not enjoying it. Funny that you mentioned this. My version of that was less upmarket. For me, it was somebody told me.
Tizer. Blue WKD.
No, it was Dr. Pepper.
What's the worst that can happen? Your schlong falls off.
Every Wednesday. Colin McSwiggin. From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Wow, what a show already. We're so excited.
Having a little bit of a gossip.
We are, because my favourite doc is in the house. Sorry, Dr. Hillary, if you're listening, but my real favourite doctor's here.
Dr. Raj.
We love you from this morning show. You. Lovely to see you.
Thank you. I can't believe it. I'm amongst friends. I've known you both for so long.
It's so lovely.
Why has it taken me so long to get here?
Because you've got something to promote now.
Yeah. We've got something amazing.
I don't have much going on that they didn't really want me on. That's fine.
We're always happy to have you, Raj.
Huge congratulations with the book.
Thank you so much. It's my first grown-up book. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's coming out next week. It's a proper grown-up book for, like, grown-up... Well, it's for the whole family, really. But, yeah, I'm really excited.
So it's Save Money, Lose Weight.
Yeah, so it's tied into this ITV show that I do called Save Money, Lose Weight, which is part of their Save Money brand.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what it says on the tin. The weight loss industry is massive, as we all know. It's a multi-million... industry, and there's so much nonsense out there, so much crap. So it basically breaks all of that stuff down and tells people what they really should and shouldn't be buying, what doesn't work. It really spills the tea, as it were, on what's out there. A little RuPaul reference.
Well,
So yeah, it cuts the crap, and the book is a slight extension of that. It is it aims to educate people a bit about the health around healthy eating and exercise. It gives you tips and tricks on how to do that cheaply, and it's got 80 low cost calorie controlled recipes in there should you want to get to or maintain a healthier weight. It's the book I needed when I was growing up, because I had a really, really unhealthy lifestyle. So it's for, you know, busy families who might have kids who don't necessarily have time or money to do posh diets, and, you know, all of that is bollocks anyway. I love the fact that I can swear.
You can swear on this radio.
Ridiculous.
We can swear what
go for it.
Blooming amazing.
We can say what we like. But you see, a lot of friends who wanted to go on diets, my friends, always said it costs me more to diet because I've got to get
People are making excuses.
And then the gym memberships
are expensive. Some of them are expensive, and some memberships and personal trainers are expensive. So the point of this book is to basically teach people and tell them why and how they can do it without spending lots and lots of money. So we've done a lot of the groundwork for you, and it's really colourful, and it's got really nice pictures inside it. So I'm like, it's something for everybody.
Is it something you're obviously an NHS doctor as well? Do you think that weight is something that people are more concerned about than they've ever been?
Yeah, because we have got, as we all know, we've got a growing sort of crisis when it comes to overweight and obesity, and it is time we woke up to that and did something about it. Sure, there's a lot of people will say it's just another book, you're just adding to that noise that's out there, but I think there's so much out there, it's really hard to know what to trust and what you should and shouldn't read, and what isn't and isn't accurate, what is just, you know, sensationalism, a bit of promo, and what is actual scientific evidence. So it's the job of people like me who I think have a bit of a scientific background to actually break some of that down and say, right, do you know what, here's what you really potentially should be doing, and guess what, there's no rocket science in it. It's the basics, just explained in a way that people can hopefully understand.
And do you think it's just having balance? I mean, do you have to cut out the carbs and the drink?
So the basics of, should you want to lose weight or need to lose weight, the basics are, it's all about calorie balance at the end of the day. If you're putting in less calories than you're using up, you will lose weight. Now, we can dress that up in lots of different ways. You can dress it up, you know, why not cut out carbs and that'll cut your calories, or you can increase potentially the speed at which you lose weight by taking in different types of foods, but it's essentially exactly the same thing. It is about eating slightly less, moving slightly more, and looking after your mental health and your sleep and all of that kind of stuff as well.
I think it all comes as one kind of package, because I've been slowly losing weight this year.
Yeah, you look fab.
Oh, thanks, babes.
You do. Yeah. I mean, Lizzie, you always look fab.
Well, thank you.
I didn't do that.
I lost over a stone. Really?
And that is through calorie counting.
Oh,
and I do think that, like, it's at, like, people do really overcomplicate it. You don't need to be joining up to, and I've done it. You don't need to.
No,
if
you
if you're prepared to just put a tiny bit of effort into the amount.
You can get a free app
exactly,
that helps your calorie count, which I use as well.
MyFitnessPal.
MyFitnessPal. Yeah. Other fitness pals are available. And research has shown we always underestimate how many calories we're taking in.
Yeah.
So if you ask the average person, we will underestimate by a massive margin.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So using something like that to help us actually is really good. And it does work.
Yeah. Alcohol is a, I mean, because someone said to me, have a couple of glasses of wine.
I had a glass as well.
Just a
little glass, cheeky little glass of wine.
And someone said, that's like having a whole steak with, and
a few glasses.
True?
Yeah, a few glasses. A glass of wine is probably about 90 to 100 calories. So a few glasses will be, you know, several hundred calories. That's potentially a small meal.
Mm.
So you've just got to be, this book is not party pooping. We have cocktails in there. We have puddings in there. It is a realistic book. And it's all about saying you can have everything you want. Just do it in moderation and just be a bit more mindful about it. None of this nonsense about cutting stuff out. I just don't believe in that. And people won't sustain that. They just won't do it.
Mm.
You know, life's to be enjoyed. Food is to be enjoyed.
Yes. And you've got to have what you do enjoy.
Yes. Otherwise you're going to fall off the wagon and just go for it.
And that's exactly what I've found, because there's some things I did give up alcohol, which actually took a lot of the calorie count out.
Yeah, it does.
From my,
it really helps,
and
doesn't
it? That was the first kick for me, and then now I can I do just watch what I eat more.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's just not rocket science.
It's having the sauces and
obviously,
the butters.
Definitely pick up your book, Ranj.
I can't wait to have a look at that.
Available in all good bookstores and superstores, supermarkets.
Oh, that's good.
I know, yeah.
Because the show's been such a success. I've loved watching the show.
It's been fab, and I'm really lucky that I get to present alongside Sean, who is incredible, and I get to do these amazing shows, and I get to be a guinea pig and just throw myself in. I get my baps out on telly. Basically,
you
see me in my knickers.
Open, actually, I have to say.
Do you know what? I just figured
you
if
did
I'm going to
that shoot
be...
with Bruno, didn't you?
I did in my knickers.
We all had to strip.
I know. We're all in our pants, and there's a huge blow up of it on my bedroom wall, and I was supposed to order 60 by 40 centimetres and I ordered a 60 by 40 inch print, didn't I? What a plonker.
Wow.
I love it.
Oh my god, it's huge.
But that was brave.
And the picture is too.
That was brave. <'Cause>
I was talking about Bruno.
You
saw him in his budgie smugglers.
I did, I know.
But
he's smuggling
he
more
is.
Than one budgie.
That's an ostrich. But you were very brave, I think, to do that, because you've been quite open about having anxiety about your body.
Yeah,
and body
I've
issues.
Not been the most body confident person. I never take my top off at the beach. I'm just not confident enough. I would love to get to that stage. In fact, I'm on a mission right now. I have a big birthday coming up in the summer, and I'm on a mission to be hashtag fit by 40.
Ooh.
I want to take my top off. No, I'm not going to take my top off on my birthday, but it's a different kind of party.
I can't wait for this
but
party.
I'd love to have the confidence to be able to be like, do you know what, if I wanted to, I'd be happy to. I'm going on a cruise. I'm going on a Strictly cruise. So if I could just, you know, whip my kit off, not all of it but some of it, then I'd be quite cool.
Yeah.
Happy with that.
I think the crowd would love it.
Is Bruno on it? Yeah, Bruno's on the cruise.
Oh no.
Uh oh,
he's trying to get me
it's
on it.
It's going to be trouble.
Oh, carry on, come cruising. On, get on it, get on
carry
it.
Carry on cruising.
That'd be carnage.
I just spoke to him, actually, and I said you're on the show, and he sends his love.
Aww.
But he said, tell him about the shoot, because it was so funny.
It
you
was.
Had such a giggle on that
we
shoot.
We really, really did. And actually, that's the first time I'd met Bruno. And Judge Rinda was there, Shane Ward was there, the beautiful... what is it? David Ginola.
Oh, gosh. I know.
He's absolutely gorgeous.
I knew him in his young days as well. He gets better. He's like cheese.
He does. He is. He is like good wine.
He is.
Yeah.
I'll
have a bottle of that.
He's very cool.
But yeah, no, lots of us got involved in it. Frank Bruno, the legendary Frank Bruno. And yeah, it was really, really lovely. The LEDs.
Yes, yeah.
Hashtag LEDs.
It was.
Together,
it was great. And how was Strictly? Because that must have been when you got that call.
Oh, my gosh. I screamed.
Strictly.
I was on a train to Liverpool and I screamed.
Then you couldn't tell anyone why you screamed.
And then I couldn't, for 3 weeks, I couldn't tell anybody anything. And then obviously it got announced. It was a dream come true for me. A real dream come true, because I really wanted to do it. Just because it's one of those shows that everyone always said, oh, if you could do any show in the world, what would it be? And I was like, it's never going to happen. So just throw it out there, Strictly. I'd love to do Strictly. And then when it happened, it was incredible. It is the single hardest but the best thing I've ever done. I was absolutely knackered, cream crackered, and you're on this treadmill the entire time, and I was trying to work at the same time and do this morning.
You did this morning
and
early start.
You're doing training, and then every weekend you have this massive stressful experience. I did get anxiety through it, and I had to, you know, my partner Jeanette really helped me through it. She was fab.
Jeanette is lovely.
She's great. She's so good.
Little pocket rocket.
Do you know what? If anybody wants, they're doing, Jeanette and Ali Ash are doing their tour at the moment, Remembering the Movies. It's incredible. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, they had a press thing, didn't they?
They are my favourites. I mean, I know I love them all at Strictly, but I went to their wedding. And Ali Ash is such a gorgeous person.
They're both beautiful.
You can't help but smile when you see
them. I hate them.
Oh, I know. They're so gorgeous looking. But I just loved watching you because I love you on Strictly.
You brought some joy.
Yeah, you did. And I like seeing people progress. I know it's great to have the people that can really dance, but I love seeing people that get better each week. And I loved it.
And I was the only one out of all the contestants that used to tell the wardrobe girls, please put more sparkle on my outfits. And they used to add extra sequins and, you know, rhinestones just for me, because they knew I'd, you know, come on, it's me.
You were loving it every minute.
Come out as a unicorn to
No, us. I know. And I did see the tour.
You didn't.
I went to see you on the tour.
You
guys were just loving it. You could tell loved every minute of it.
It's brilliant. I was so hungover most of that tour.
So I know.
You know what I'm really gutted about? I'm gutted I didn't get hit by the Strictly curse.
Oh.
Absolutely gutted.
It's harder for people like you and me.
It is, isn't it?
More sophisticated people. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Do you believe in the curse?
Do you know what's really funny? I'm going to embarrass Stephen now. The first time we met, do you remember what happened?
What?
Oh my God, look at his face. He's going bright red.
What happened, Stephen?
We were in a bar.
Oh, Stephen.
We got very drunk, and I went to order a drink at the bar, and we might have had a snog.
Stephen! Yes!
I swore I'd never say that. Oh, gosh, they're all screaming
out there.
Look at his face!
You snogged my favourite doctor.
Yes. Yeah, we did, actually. Yeah.
We did.
Oh,
I've never been quite the same.
This is cause for celebration.
I wasn't going to say anything, Rad.
Yeah, you kept that
quiet. I just saw it in his eyes. Oh, my God.
No, it was friendly.
It was very friendly.
I wondered why he was skipping to the studio today.
This was a long time ago.
It was.
Maybe five, six years.
It was a long time ago.
We've been to an award ceremony somewhere. And then we were with Ollie from Made in Chelsea. So it was really weird.
It was weird. And I don't know where we ended up, but we were absolutely trousered.
I didn't know who you were to begin with.
And the only reason.
No, well, that's fine. You're a celebrity. But I remember getting out of a cab and someone... singing the theme song for your CBV song. And I was like, why are they singing? You were like, oh, I do this. And I was like, okay.
Well, that's incredible. Wow. I feel like this is fresh
That's
news.
An exclusive.
It's an exclusive.
That's a FUBAR exclusive.
I tell you what, he's a dark horse. He kept it right under his hat.
Yep.
I don't like to share secrets.
I've noticed.
He just likes to share saliva.
all our listeners.
Oh, my God.
Well, I hope it was a good kiss.
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah.
If you can remember. Anyway.
I've thrown him off for the entire show.
You have, actually.
He's now but you've been very open. You were previously married.
I was, yeah.
And you've been
Once
quite open about that.
Yeah.
That was a difficult time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of the hardest times in my life, really. So I've always maintained that, you know, just as gender is a spectrum, sexuality is a spectrum. And some people just know where they are on the spectrum early on, and they're very confident and comfortable to do that, and some of us have a realisation later on in life. That doesn't necessarily mean you're being deceptive or you're lying or you're hiding something.
No.
You just don't necessarily know who you are, or may not be able to express who you are fully for various different reasons. And obviously I have cultural pressures as well, because I didn't know any gay people growing up. It wasn't something that was spoken about. So it's only when I got to the age of about 30 that I thought, you know, I was in a marriage with someone who I loved. And I really thought, hang on a second, there's something missing. Something's not... So it just doesn't feel right. And this doesn't feel like this is it for me. And obviously the relationship, ended. And then I came out after that. And since that was 10 years ago. And I cannot stress. You know when people say it gets better? My life turned around. It really, really did. It wasn't... Not saying my life was bad. But it was only then when I felt literally felt like I could spread my wings at that point and just be me. And anybody that is in that situation where they're debating whether they should or shouldn't come out, do it in your own time, do it in your own way, don't feel pressurized, and trust me, you will feel so much happier for it. Even if the people around you aren't there to necessarily catch you or support you, you have a family of us waiting here for you who are ready to embrace you.
Very well said, Randy.
That's such beautiful.
And my
said.
LGBT plus family are my second family. I adore every single one of them.
Oh, that warms
including
my
you,
heart.
Stephen.
Yes! But that night, 6 years ago.
Afterwards, right?
6 years ago.
No, but it is actually true. I mean, I think I'm quite lucky.
We did.
So, I know, I was going to say. Well, we were in the bar before the show. I wish you'd come down. I could have seen something. Anyway. But now, the book. Is it out on release next
week on Thursday, so that's May the 2nd. That's official publication date. Your birthday, I know.
It's a lucky
37
day.
37 again.
37, baby.
I know.
You're only, okay, you, no, you're as young as the man you feel. Only, we won't go
How
there.
How old are you, Stephen?
33.
Really?
Yeah, 34 in November.
Oh, gosh, blimey. Yeah. I'm a cradle snatcher.
You are.
That's not in a bad way. I didn't mean that in a bad way. That's really naughty.
Right. But did you always want to do TV? Did you always want, when this morning came along, how did it happen?
Do you know what? It all happened by accident. I was a junior doctor, like everyone else. Yeah. I'd been working in hospital for 5 years. I started to get itchy feet. I'd always had a slightly creative side. That's not a euphemism for gay. I just had a slightly creative side, and I wanted to flex that creative muscle a bit. And I thought, I need to do something. Maybe I'll do some music or something, just mucking about. This opportunity came up with the BBC, had a coffee. They took me on. They originally were just using me as an advisor. Then they stuck me on screen. Then they passed my name round. And then I came up with the idea for the kids show. Then I got This Morning. Then I got various other things. Cut a long story short, I've ended up on Strictly.
I know. One of the biggest shows on our TV screen.
How mad is that?
But also a regular fixture on TV. So you're obviously very good at it.
I tick a few boxes.
You do.
When you revealed it was you and you were on This Morning, and I watched it, and I literally had tears. I said, "Oh, everyone, I'm so pleased for you because you look so excited and happy."
Genuinely. And you've always been so lovely and supportive, and I really value that.
No, but I have to say, I remember when I phoned Bruno, and I said, "You didn't tell," because he never tells me who's on. I always try to get it out of him. And he went, "No, darling. And you'd be happy with that one."
Usually he doesn't know many people, though, does he?
No, on some of them he didn't know. He knew you, obviously. But on a few of them, yeah, but then obviously
he's got a busy old life.
He has got a busy life.
He's here in America, isn't he?
I'll be honest, he didn't know Stacey Dooley, but everyone knows her now, don't they? Did you know about that? Can we ask? Doc, did you know?
No. See, this is the thing. I'm so clueless with all of this stuff. I find out after everyone else. But the thing is, I think a lot of people need to realise that when you're in that show, you get very close to your partner because you do have to surrender yourself to your partner. Professionally, you know, physically, you have to do everything they tell you. There's a power in that, and I'm not surprised people get close. I'm not surprised it happens. That's not to say I knew it was happening.
No, because you are together 24/7, aren't you?
I know, you are pretty much. I mean, I fell in love with my partner. Shame she's married.
Yes.
And a woman.
And a woman.
And a woman, just a shame. But the fact is,
ways around this.
That curse, and we've got a new judge coming as well.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen there.
Do you think Darcy will be missed?
Terribly.
Yeah, I think
so. Oh my gosh, I got a twerking on the tour. It was great. We did Cafe Patron shots and then Darcy was twerking.
Do you know what? I love Darcy. She's
awesome.
Not just a
She's beautiful and just so talented, so lovely, everything.
She's the only judge she wouldn't be scared of, I think, isn't she?
Big ballet she used to feel, although she did vote me off the week I went off.
You were just before Blackpool, weren't you?
Yeah, I know, I was ready to.
I mean, were there any of the comments and you went away and thought, God, that really stabbed me in the heart? Because it must hurt it when there are the criticism.
Do you know what? It didn't, because I kind of just took it on the chin and thought, it is a show, so some of the comments are going to be for telly. But you've got to take the feedback on board. And Darcy did always give good feedback. And Shirley always gave good feedback. And one thing I wish I'd done is enjoyed it even more. Like, not got into my head quite so much. And I remember Shirley saying to me at one point, do you know what? At this stage in the competition, it's about halfway, she's like, technique wise you're gonna have achieved as much as you can achieve, now just enjoy it, just perform. And I should have stuck to that, and I was I think still trying to get in my head about technique. And
do you think you took it too seriously?
Everyone does. It gets to that stage and everyone starts to take it quite seriously, you know, and then that's, you know,
Yours was quite a dramatic year though. There was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on in your year. But I just always think that music, just before you But when that music's starting, you know you've got to go out. Do you go blank? Because I spoke to Jo Wood, who was on the show previously, and she said, I just used to look at Brendan Cole, who's her dancing partner, and say, I've gone blank, can't remember anything. Just before you went out. And he'd look at you and think, he's got
Sometimes that happens. Your heart starts to pump and you can feel it and you're like, oh my gosh, it's that time.
Why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah. By the end of it, the guys that got to the final, because we were all at the final together for the finale dance, the four finalists, they were exhausted. You could see it. They were like former, you know, they were waifs compared to their former selves. Yes. They were absolutely knackered and broken because that show does take it out of you.
Did you lose any weight doing the show yourself?
Do you know what? I'm really annoyed because I didn't.
What were you eating, Raj?
Everything. I was having pizzas at 11 p.m. because I was so knackered.
Yeah, you're up early though. Early starts with this morning.
But the thing is, I didn't gain weight. I maintained weight, but my body shape changed.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I became slightly more toned, as it were.
That's why that top's coming off on your birthday. I'm going to pull it off. Dr. Zoe,
deal.
This I'd like to see. Maybe we should get a pap around. I'm not saying anymore.
Would you like to do more other TV shows?
I'd love to. So I've got some more stuff coming up this year. I can't say what I've got coming up because it's not been announced.
Ooh.
I can say that I am doing a panto this year, but I can't say which one.
Oh, okay.
And that was another one on my bucket list. That was another one of my things that I'd love
to do.
She's behind
you. That's exciting.
I can't wait.
No one behind me. Thank you very much.
If only.
This show is descending.
That's so presumptuous.
Sorry. That's exciting. So exciting stuff.
Yes, I did the photo shoot for it today.
Oh, really?
I thought you had a busy day.
You really have had a busy day.
I've had a proper busy day this morning.
Is this your last stop for the day?
It is. Oh, okay. It is. That's why I'm going to go and get wrecked after
this.
Oh, God, I'm so sad I won't see you on this morning
tomorrow. I know, I'm gutted. Unless they book me like last minute something.
Does that happen sometimes?
It can
Sometimes. Sometimes they say, oh, we're breaking story, can you come in tomorrow?
But is it hard?
I almost hosted it last week.
Oh, God.
You did host it one time, though.
With Vanessa last year.
And then last week I got a last minute call because one of the presenters wasn't going to be able to do it at midnight the night before. And sometimes it is that cutthroat,
but
is that last minute.
Great and professional you are. You do it and you would never know.
I'd be like, do you know what? Of course, it's an incredible opportunity.
But can I ask you, is it hard? You know, because you have the live phone-ins when people have got that sort of problem and you think, God, I actually don't know.
Do you know what? Absolutely. I've done one phone-in where it was unscreened, where it was just literally there and then. You didn't know what they were going to call in with. Never again. And actually, there's a reason we don't. We always pre-screen everything. Yeah. So we have a chat with them beforehand just to make sure the advice we give on screen is as useful as possible. You've got 30 seconds, a minute and a half to do it. Mm. And that's really hard. So sometimes... we even follow them up afterwards and give them a call if we can't manage to get through it all. But there is more that happens than people see on screen, and that's for a right reason, actually.
The live ones, I remember one person asking me, and she went, and why didn't you take your husband back at the end? And I went,
what?
And I remember going,
but something like that, when they throw that in, that is completely left field, then you're a bit like,
Everyone started laughing, which was terrible.
Why didn't you?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's a good question.
How long have you got? Anyway.
Rand, thank you so much for coming in.
So good to see you. So the book is out on the 2nd of May. Can't forget that day.
Next week, your birthday.
My birthday.
Book is out. A fantastic day for everyone all round, isn't it?
Where can we get the book? It's on...
I think it's going to be in Waterstones. It's going to be in supermarkets. It'll be online.
Fabulous.
In all good bookshops.
Fantastic. Oh, well done.
Thank you.
I'm so pleased with
me.
Your success. You're the most wonderful, lovely person. We love
you.
Well, you definitely love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, the secret's out. Woo! I think we should play something.
We're going to play a bit of Madonna.
Oh, I was going to say Kiss.
Like
Tom Jones.
Madonna will do.
And you can dance for inspiration. Yeah.
Madam X is back. Did you see her new video last night?
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious.
Where she's sucking the toe of Maluma or whatever his name is. It's quite into it, it's to be honest.
Did you get into it?
Yeah, I was quite into it.
I love the beat. I'm a teacher. I'm a mother. I'm a nun. Okay. I'm a...
a whore.
I was like, okay. Okay,
that's always been her vibe, though, isn't it? And from one Italian to another, that was
exactly.
quite a bad
Did you
thing,
like that?
But we'll go with it.
From
we'll
one amazing Italian singer to another.
Yeah, that's...
Even
that,
more.
There you go.
From
we'll
one
go
Italian
that.
Whore to the other Italian whore.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that.
This show has really descended this evening. It's usually
has.
Much...
Thank you.
But the gorgeous Kaylon from The Voice.
Hello, guys.
Am I saying your name right?
You absolutely
Kaylon
are.
Kaylon Ray.
Okay,
Kaylon Ray, that is.
It's a great name.
Thanks, my dear.
Great name,
Lizzie
great
Cundy.
Look.
Lizzie Cundy. Listen, Cundy's not a great name. Cundy, but I'm stuck with it.
Well, that is true.
It's with a D, not a T. But anyway, welcome to the show, my love.
Thank you.
Huge congratulations with The Voice, because you did so well on that.
Thank you. I'm still chuffed.
I know. Well, you deserved it.
What made you want to do it in the first place? Because it's not always a guarantee of any kind of longevity or
no,
you know,
and that's exactly why I didn't want to do it.
Okay.
And then I was called. I had a phone call and I thought, hold on, I already write my own music. I've got a few tracks up my sleeve. So maybe I should do it and see, you know, let's run it up the flagpole and see who salutes.
Oh, I like that.
And a few
turn
people did salute.
What was the experience like for you? Because you film it very, it's like ages ago, isn't it? Like,
oh, it takes about a year. And I got into the show, I did the battles, and that was way before I was even shown to the
wow.
world.
So that must be quite odd, because you know how far along you're going to get. And
girl,
then...
I got a wide mouth. I wanted to tell everyone. I just couldn't.
Did you really manage to stop yourself?
I didn't tell my parents, because my parents are worse than I am.
Oh, and you're my mother's like the town crier. I can't tell her anything.
Exactly.
I say not to say anything, and then everyone in our village knows. It's terrible. But, I mean, was it daunting? Did you think, oh, God, now I've got this. This is scary.
I was terrified. So what people don't know, I was actually the last person who sang that day. And
on the day of your blind?
Of my blinds.
Right.
And I was booked on the last session of the last day. There wasn't even a guarantee I'd get to sing, because the coaches by then might already have run out of spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there expecting nothing, and it's just so surreal. I was absolutely, if I may say, shitting myself.
Yeah, that's fine.
And because this is my job. And having a poor performance would have actually been worse for my career than not even being shown. But it worked. Sir Tom turned, and... I managed to turn Sir Tom Jones.
There's
well,
something.
Quite. I mean,
he's got quite
a
past. Woohoo! Yeah, and he did. When he saw you, I mean, was there a connection with you both? Because it's difficult, because you only hear the voice. Obviously, that's the show.
That's the idea of the show.
No, but it's so difficult whether you're actually, when you connect, when you look in the eyes, was there a connection and chemistry?
We did. I mean, Sir Tom has a constant twinkle in his eyes. He's amazing. And, I mean, backstage, we had some chats that I cannot report. We had some great times.
Oh, really?
Great.
He's been around the block, our Tom.
Oh, he's been around all of the blocks.
Yes,
excellent.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a history there with Tom, but I think he's my favourite. I just, because he's just a legend.
Well, they brought him back as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
ITV brought him back after
Rightly
the BBC.
Rightly so,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Because that was terrible, all that. I really disagreed with all of how he was treated. But he was great for you, inspirational.
He was fantastic, so were his team. Jennifer was amazing to me. She still messages me. She
really?
Likes my things on Instagram. She's been so supportive. Every day I'm over the moon about
That's
everything.
That's so nice. Explain, obviously, you didn't win.
Yes, I didn't. What, did I not win a life there?
Well, yes, yeah. But what are you kind of hoping that the show will do for you now?
So,
or are you just kind of moving on, forgetting it happened?
No, I'm not forgetting it happened. I'm never going to turn away from the things that actually have done something for me. I have now a fantastic team. I'm doing very well. I was yesterday in studio writing new songs. Last weekend I was in India doing a concert. I literally flew out Saturday, sang Sunday, and back Monday. I'm still jet lagged.
That's amazing.
And it's going very well. I just want to conquer the world.
Is that the vibe? Is that what you're going for?
Yes.
I mean, growing up, because you remind me of Boy George just the way you are, because I know him. But who was your inspiration growing up and look up to?
Well, when I was growing up, I was actually Italian, and I grew up in Naples. So I just wanted to be me, and there were kids. You might have heard this story already. There were kids waiting for me to show my face so that they could throw lemons at me.
Oh.
delicious lemons from the Amalfi Coast, but still lemons. It wasn't great. So I just started wearing these things as a means of controlling that reaction. I was like, you know what? This is me. Enjoy it or not. And it's kind of stuck on me.
I love that.
I think that's the best way to be, really. Like, yeah. I grew up in a small town. It was never anything severe, but no. I didn't feel comfortable.
I can understand that very well.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's very hard.
Then it probably does push you more than the average person.
It lights a fire under your rear end, and yeah. There you are.
What brought you to the UK?
Back in 2007, I took up a place at a university doing politics, philosophy and history.
Okay.
And I stayed and carried on singing, which I'd been doing since I was 15.
And that's that.
And the rest is history. Just don't tell Theresa May that I'm Italian.
Oh, God. We're going to start on that. Well, Lizzie doesn't like talking about Brexit anymore,
I know,
do you?
I know.
Oh, I've had enough of the B word, darling.
I can talk about it until
We've
the cows come.
Yeah, you can.
I go to all the marches. I got my flag up. You know, I do all this stuff. But
yeah, I know. You got me in bad traffic the other day, that march. I was like, Stephen, I bet Stephen's on this march.
Probably,
I was late.
Probably.
They were waving their flags in my face. I was like,
actually, it's quite an interesting perspective, though. What do you make of everything that's going on in the UK at the moment as a European citizen?
What do I make? I don't think anyone knows what to make of it, including the people who started it.
I think you're right, yeah.
And I think that is the problem. You know, things get started without knowing the consequences or what's going to be there. I just have been making a point of telling my friends, you know, when you do vote for anything, let's not just stop at Brexit, because there's other issues around the world, some that are even more urgent than that. You know, when you vote for something, you actually are affecting real people's lives. I'm one of them, being European, but it could be anyone. I mean, in India, they've just legalized homosexuality, for instance. So all these decisions don't affect just a number of people who don't exist. They're actually people you know and you love and you sometimes hate. That's what I want people to realize.
I think you're right. And actually, Italy's having some problems with that at the moment as well,
aren't
they?
I mean, when have we not had problems with politics in Italy?
Italian politics is something I'm actually genuinely quite interested
it's
in, because
a great
it
show,
is
isn't
nuts.
It?
It's like...
And how were your family about you doing what you do and dressing as you are? I mean, were they supportive?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I've literally just started speaking to my mother again.
Oh.
I've just been on a tour, and my mother, I was actually opening for Peter Andre for 25 days. It was amazing.
Awesome.
And I brought in my parents to watch The Last Date, which was in Brighton. And my mum seemed to be all happy. And then after that, she just sent me this nasty text message saying, well, you and I are transvestite. First of all, if I was, there would be nothing wrong with it, by the way.
No, exactly.
But no, she doesn't quite have the instruments to understand what I do. But I was very harsh on her, as I think correctly so. And now she's apologised and we're talking again.
Oh, really? That's good. That's
I'm
good.
Pleased.
Because sometimes people just need educating, I think.
They do. And I've been going through a lot of that since The Voice. So on my last episode, I wore that dress that made headlines and everything. And people, I'm glad they were on FUBAR, because I can say what people said to me. They call me weird or camp tart. Is this a man? And I was like, what? Did it take you a whole four episodes to work out? I am all of those things.
Yeah.
And so what? So I did a RAC campaign. Do you know, a RAC is a random act of kindness.
Okay.
So for every nasty message that I got, and sometimes it'll get, I will do a random act of kindness in that person's name. I want to turn their action into something positive.
That's good.
And 80% of the time, they turn around and apologise.
Really?
Yeah.
That is interesting. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it, though, isn't it? A lot of times, people don't really realise even what they're saying.
Exactly.
Like, and they hide behind the little keyboards.
You get that sometimes,
don't
you?
I do. I quite enjoy it, though, in a weird way. I like bring it on. It makes me laugh. My boys actually read out some of the comments, and we end up laughing.
So please keep them coming.
I know. Bring it on. Look, it's all good, I think, because, you know, they're talking about you.
That's true.
Yeah, please carry on. I'm happy with that.
So what's next for you, then?
What's next for me? New music. I've got a lot of national and international gigs in the summer. New team, new image. No, I mean, the image is kind of the same.
I was going to say, yeah. What are you going to do now?
Lights and pyrotechnics for my bum.
Wow.
Can't wait to see it.
That's a new idea.
You
wouldn't get that on the Peter Andre tour.
No, but you've not just before, you've had Rita Ora, you've had many, isn't it? Rita Ora, Coldplay, Take That.
Coldplay, Take That, Paloma Faith many times. I've been doing this job for a few years, and I'm really grateful to have worked with all these people. Now, in the past, I always used to be in the back, backing those people. And then I thought, no, I want to be the one in the front. So now that's what I'm trying to do.
Very dream girls.
Very dream girls. I love it, darling. Well, I love it.
Thank you so much for coming in. Really
Thank
appreciate
you for having,
having
me,
you in.
You look fabulous.
Thank you. So do you. You Can know I adore you.
Oh, that's so sweet. You've got to come to my book launch, by the way. 20th of October. 20th of May.
Oh, jeez. 20th of October.
I know. I some that's time. Something else is
I'll
happy.
Be there on the wrong day.
You're, no, go 20th of May. And that, can I bring you a hat for Ascot? It's very good.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
a
that.
good Ascot hat.
It's a great
actually.
Hat.
Let's play a little song. But Caelan, thank you so much for
thank
coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's complicated. It always is. That's just the way it goes. Feels like I waited so long for this. I wonder if it shows.
Nearly got caught out there, didn't we?
Woo! Yeah, I was at least talking about something I shouldn't be talking about.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. No. And so after Rang today.
Well, the old dark horse in the corner. Give me that and your old helmet hat.
What can I say?
A kiss with Dr. Rang.
Can I say?
Well,
it's
I think
very brief.
I think you two look cute together and should be a lovely little item. That's what I say.
Well, what can I say?
Never seen you go quiet. And
I don't know what to say.
It was like, got
it
your
is
tongue.
Quite unusual, yeah.
You went very quiet, Stephen. Mm. That I really enjoyed that.
Well, there you go. Yeah, to be honest, the reaction from our producers and from
it
you just all a bit
so much.
Much.
It made me laugh. Anyway.
Yes, well, anyway, thanks for listening,
darling,
everyone.
Darling, what a show. We've had revelations, we've had all sorts.
Naughtiness. And what a show for me to sign off on for the next 3 weeks.
Well, you're away for the next 3 weeks.
I'll be in the Philippines. I'll be on the flight right now on my way
in
a week's
time.
Well,
you should take the doc with you.
See if he's free. He won't be. He's got so much to promote.
Well, he has. He's got his book. But what a fun show. Lovely to see you, Stephen. See you when you're
too.
Back. Have
yep.
a great time. And everyone, we'll see you next week. It's my birthday, by the way.
I'll see you. Happy birthday.
Any
and I'll actually
send
see
to
you at
Radio.
Your... What are you after?
Well.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Well, I'll probably next time I see you, it'll be at the book launch then.
Yeah,
then
my
get
book
back.
Launch. 20th of May. Go and buy it. Pre-order on Amazon. You could come to the party too.
Fab. Let's,
okay.
Let's do that after a bit of Wham.
Woo, my fave.
Till the end of May. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.